Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Kim Grinnells of Dogman.com with Scott Eklund, Jack McCauley. Day 13 Husky Spring Football 2024. And we were inside today, and lucky we were, because, well, boy.
When they said it was inside, we were like, it's sunny. What are you guys doing?
Oh, boy. That changed real quick.
Yeah,
I mean, you guys know that kind of weather where it's raining, where if you're driving, your windshield wipers can't keep up. Yeah, it was like that. So glad we finally got indoors. And just some practices are more lively than others. This is probably the second most boring practice of the year. Would you agree?
And I think Wednesday's will surpass that, because it's basically just going to be a walk.
Yeah, no pads. No, it just felt like it was just repetition after repetition. Wasn't much going on. I made the drive over, though.
Yeah.
I did that.
Yeah, we're pretty much done. Wednesday's practice is open to the public. Not a lot going on. It's closed to the media. Fans are there. We can go as fans, but they don't want us reporting on anything. So this is our last real practice report until the spring game on Friday. And I'm still thinking, Coach Fish told us on Saturday that we're going to have Marcus Peters, Shaq Thompson, Vita Vea, Danny Shelton,
Jake Locker
here.
And Marcus Peters. Okay.
And he said to expect more to be announced as the week goes on.
Yeah, I was expecting something weird to come down today. I bet it'll happen tonight, where they're going to announce maybe something of, this is what we're looking at, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of one of those, like, weird Pro Bowl formats where it's like Team Manning or the two Mannings going at it, or the high school All-Star games where it's like Team Dion versus whoever. But I think it's cool that he's trying to do this and rally. You really try to build off of what was last year, especially from a fan's perspective. I know a lot of people that are actually excited for the spring game purely for the energy that he's bringing, where, before, obviously, it's just a spring. I mean, it still might be that way, but nevertheless, exciting.
I'm trying to think. I've done this for 21 years, Kim. And you've done it for probably close to, 28 years?
Started in 97.
So yeah, so 27 years. I've done it for 21. And the most I can remember covering the team was maybe 6,000 or 7,000 people. And they said they've given away, obviously not all these people are going to attend, but 30,000 plus 5,000 student tickets.
Yeah, it's like 30, they expect like probably 38,000, right?
That's what he's hoping for. So
that's how many tickets they've distributed.
Yeah, so we'll see.
As of a week ago, too.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, if they get more than 15,000, I think it's a huge success.
They get more than 10.
Yeah, I mean, it's... And we will give massive props to them for doing that. If that's how they're going to build it up, that's what they got to do. Great.
Friday's expected to be the nicest day of the week. With a 6:30 start time, temperatures are probably going to be in the low 60s. But as we well know, once that sun goes behind the stadium and the wind kicks up off the water, it gets cold real fast.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting with the lights on and everything like that. Yeah. First time I can ever remember the spring game being at, I remember, didn't Sark do one at night? Didn't Sark do one at night? I think it was the second season. I think he did it on a Friday evening as well. But it poured. It literally poured rain.
At least it's supposed to coming up. It's not supposed to be great either.
Yeah, so we'll see. But, if they can get a good group of fans in there and it can be a little bit rowdy, it'll be kind of fun.
Not much to really report on out here. A lot of it was just skeleton drills. They had a little bit of 7-on-7, but no contact. So, I mean, just pretty much what we've seen all spring, Scott.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Jack got to see. I saw the end of the play because of my vantage point. I was talking to somebody else. But apparently there was a play from Will Rogers where he threw a pass to Owen Coots. Went through his hands.
Let's just say it's a number 82 because there's two number 82s.
Yeah, I think it sounded like it was
it's Coots.
But it was a weird play because I guess the way to kind of look at it, it went right through Coots' hand almost, but it looked like he was lateraling the ball, like the Boise State lateral. That's what it looked like. Keith Reynolds just took it and flew. I think that was the one play where it's like, oh, well, that guy's kind of got some speed.
Yeah.
And it's probably showcasing why he might be a – you know, kick returner, punt returner here in a couple years.
Yeah, picked up a good block from Rasheed Williams down the field, too.
And Quentin Moore. Quentin Moore blew somebody up, actually.
Yeah,
like I said, you know, not a lot of contact out there. So, you know, Jonah Coleman, a couple of nice things. Nada was wearing a yellow jersey today. Looked like
gold.
Gold. So, like, he's wearing the same one as the quarterbacks were wearing. So, yeah. I don't know if that meant anything. Muhammad was out there. He didn't get many carries.
Well Daniel Nada got hurt the last practice, and so my guess is they're just going to keep him on the, I don't want to say on the sidelines, but very limited in what he does here for the next two practices because they want him healthy going into the summer.
Yeah, again, just not much to really report from practice. I think, you know, probably the biggest highlight of practice today is Pete Carroll and Steve Ballmer in the house.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if they if he dropped off a check or anything like that.
I saw him handing him something. No.
Yeah.
I think they grabbed him by the ankles, turned him upside down, and started shaking him or something. You know, with a net worth of $148 billion. Yeah. So
I think he's number seven on the
six or seven.
Yeah, on the richest men in the world.
It's just weird that you're in the same building as. Like, you look over and what that guy...
And he's very unassuming.
No, just, he's just wearing, like, a Clippers jacket.
Yeah, that was it. Like,
yeah, and as somebody who owns...
That was the only reason I knew who it was.
As somebody who owns Microsoft stock, Microsoft's at about 401, and analysts predict that by the end of the year it'll be 450 to 460. So he may be climbing up that chart here a little bit towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so do the math. So, you know, as many shares as he has, you know... 50-60 bucks more share. It's kind of crazy money, but they were here, and that was about it. And I didn't notice anybody else here, Scott.
There was a recruit.
A couple of recruits.
Yeah. What was the name of the recruit? Well, you guys looked him up.
He's out of Georgia.
Maddox?
Dykeman. D-Y-K-E-M-A-N.
And he was all of 6'8". But he was. It looked like he played tight end maybe DN too. But he was 6'8".
We've got him listed as an edge in the database.
He looked like, I don't know if the Jack in the Box, or not Jack in the Box, the cereal, oh my gosh, Apple Jacks, the cinnamon guy, where you're just tall and lanky and he has those long, thin arms. That's exactly what he looked like.
Out of McIntosh High School in Peach City, Georgia. So I don't know what the connection is there, but I'm sure Scott will look into it and find out. Yeah. Maybe he was just visiting his uncle or something, but.
No, he was here. He had a recruit thing on.
Yeah, no, he's a big dude.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Ryan Otten's put on some weight, but he's taller than Ryan Otten.
Oh, yeah, he's got at least 2-3 inches on Ryan. Ryan has, though, put on weight.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, he was a tall, lanky kid. You know, you could definitely see, he has, like, that at least a good frame. With the kid out of Stanford that was at the Seahawks.
Kobe Parkinson.
That's kind of who I would. If you gained a little bit more weight, that's kind of that frame.
Yeah, Kobe was a hell of an athlete too. Yeah. So
better hair though than Kobe Parkinson. Yeah.
Just a little bit of basketball news. Frank Kepnong announced on Twitter that he's back. So on the basketball team. So getting big Frank back, and if he can keep that knee healthy, he's a difference maker. So good to hear that. And DJ Davis also signed his paper. So DJ Davis, the guard, has announced his commitment to University of Washington as well. So not a lot to report, so let's just go ahead and wrap it up, guys. Okay. Make it short and sweet.
Yeah, I'd say good wrap-up for the start of the final week of spring ball. What's really crazy is to think that the coaches will finish up practice at 8:30, 9 o'clock, whatever it is, on Friday night. They'll probably have one last meeting with the players in the morning. I don't know. And then all of them are going, except for Coach Fish, are all headed out on the road because that's the spring evaluation period is underway, and a lot of staffs are hitting the road already.
Jack McCauley, wrap it up.
Yeah, I think it's just cool to see, you know, Ballmers and the Pete Carrolls of the world in the building, especially Pete Carroll. I guess his involvement, you know, he just kind of has that bird's eye view. Two or three times Fish will go over, talk to him, will point out things, but you know, you can just tell how much Pete loves it. I kind of gave the reference of Shawshank, of Brooks when he left prison and he doesn't know anything else outside of being in prison. That's like Pete Carroll with football. He knows nothing else outside of being with football, just wants to be around it. That's what I got, and I thought it was just really cool to see, especially on a slower day, just kind of observing him.
Yeah, one final day just on Friday with the spring game, and we'll have full staff here and give you all the reports, and then recruiting kicks in, so we'll be busy. So just keep it right here on dogman.com, and we will keep you up to date and filled in, and we just never know when recruiting's going to hit, Scott. We just never know. So for all of us at dogman.com, I'm Kim Grinnells along with Jack McCauley and Scott Eklund. Go Dogs.
From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount+.
Yes!